Uviyamashmini, you only have yamashmini, but makam there's a tumor. Vinizchat shalachem. Rashi, the mishi might tumei leida nimo beches. V'layacher, if there's no tumas leida and achnami, there's no din to have the mila yamashmini. Nizchat shalachem. Fredik mor eini. No, still not. Still have a kasher on you. For itma, we learned yoytzei doifin. And if a kid is a yoytzei doifin, it means it's a Syrian. Or else, mi sheyesh loy shtei orlus. A kid that's born with two orlus. Shalom, what shtei orlus mean? Rashi says, tupshotin. Shtei orlus at Rashi, shnei oiris zu al zu. Either means two skins, one on top of another. The yarmulos, son say pshat shnei gidim. A kid is born with almost two different gids, two different avis. So, mi sheyesh loy shtei orlus is Rav Huna of Rav Chia bar Rav. Chadoma machal nalobas Shabbos. One says that it's a regular milo, and it's done b'yom hashmini, and you could even be mechal Shabbos. And that's the way we paskin. Ein mechalin. Such a case is not mechal Shabbos. The chur the diik is ad kan loy pligi elo lechal elavas Shabbos. It's only machlokes if a yotze doifin, a kid that comes as a Syrian, is a doicha Shabbos or not. If yom hashmini comes out on Shabbos, he holds it's not doicha Shabbos. Avul shmoina vade malinin loy. But the vad we paskin that achoponim in the middle of the weekday, at least the mitzvah's milah is b'yom hashmini. Achapon hashmini, even if it's born on Shabbos, you can't make the milah before next Sunday. You have to at least wait till 8 days pass by. So if the 8th day is on Shabbos, true, it's not doicha Shabbos. But achoponim, the milah is b'yom hashmini. So here it is a raya, we don't pass on grabasi. Trashi avul shmoina vade malinim. That's the kasha. Even though we yoytze doifin, the mother has no tumas leida. Still, we see that there is a din. The mila should be b'yom hashmini. So even though we paskin and it comes to Syrian, tak is not the mila is not doicha Shabbos, but our kolponim it has to be done b'yom hashmini. And for the Gemara, avul shmoina vade malinim. So tomorrow name, I'll tell you ho b'ho talya. I'll tell you no, it's totally zeh b'zeh. The man diyoma that says is doicha Shabbos is the pshat because the older mitzvah milah is b'yom hashmini. Mashenken the other man diyoma that says it's not doicha Shabbos. You know why it's not doicha Shabbos? Because he holds like Rabasi. His Rabasi holds like the other man diyoma that there's no mitzvah milah at all. That's why it's not doicha Shabbos. I mean, this would be a riot to Rabasi I call upon him. And the Gemara is hob hotalya. No, it's not a steer with him. Trashi hob hotalya. The chilah Shabbos totally b'milah leches. The mishen nimul leches doicha Shabbos. Whoever has the chiyah, the milah should be done by Yom Shmini, is doicha Shabbos. Aba mish ain't a nimul ches, ain't doicha Shabbos. The chiksev of Yom Shmini, the yafinim and the filu b'Shabbos, the nimul ches ksev. Senech lam, I'll tell you Rabasi, these two man diyamim, I'm a chuluk in Rabasi. It's totally zebezeh, so it's not upgeschlagen, legami Rabasi. Rabasi can still have a mokker. It's even though we don't paskin like him, but it has a mokker. So the mar kit hanoi. I'll tell you lam, Rabasi's halacha is like a tolin amachlegis. Noketanoi. It's a din like this. Yeish, so kids, what Rabasi's chiddush was, an isha, when she gives birth, if she has no tumas later, moshe by yoytze doifin, there's no din mila b'yom shmini. You can make the mila as soon as you want. Tomorrow, it's a noketanoi. This din is a machlokes tanoim. There's a braisa that says, yeish lid bayis shenimo liyechet. There's a din of a yelid bayis that's nimo liyechet. Now, yelid bayis pashmin is not your own kid, but you bought a shivcha. If you bought a shivcha and then she has a kid, there's also a mitzvah mila. You have to gemal the kid. As the pasuk says, Rashi goes down the brachos and Yitzayin. Pasuk says, "Oven shmoinas yomim yimo lochem kol zochol derasechem yelid boyis." Whether the kid was born yelid boyis in your house. Or miknas kesef, or else you bought the kid. Mikol ben necher ashelay mezarachahu. Even though you bought him from a guy, still if you had a shivcha and now the kid became a yid, he was nizgayir, you have a chiv to make a mila. Then the pasuk says himo yimo yelid beischa or miknas kaspecha voice brisim of sarchem of risaylam. Says two pesukim here. The second pasuk says himo yimo yelid beischa. You have a chiv to make a mila on somebody yelid beischa like a shivcha gave birth. Your shivcha, or else the miknas kaspecha. Or else if you bought the shivcha, you bought the kid, you have a chiv mila. Now in this pasuk, it doesn't say b'yom hashmini. Mashma this pasuk, a kid that you bought, or a shivcha, your shivcha gave birth, you can make the mila whenever you want. But the pasuk before said no. It says, "Oven shmoinas yomim yimolchem kozocher yelid boyis miknas kesef." So the stira mashma is a case of a yelid boyis that the chiyuv has to be biyom shmini, and there's a case of a yelid bias that the milah is whenever you want. There are two psukim here. So the brisa, yesh yelid bias. There is a yelid bias. That means you bought the shivcha, and then she became pregnant in your house. Shenim ol yechad. That there's no chiyuv biyom shmini. That kid, even though you own the kid, still you can make the milah the first day. For yesh yelid bias, but there is a case where you bought the shivcha. And the shivcha, you bought the shivcha first, and then she became pregnant in your house. Shenim ulishmeina, that there's a chiyuv on that kid, since he's like your kid now, you have a chiyuv to make the milah b'yom shmini. Vayta yesh miknas kesef, there's a case when you bought the vlad, shenim uliyechut, that you only have to make the milah the first day if you want, there's no din and to wait till the eighth day. Vayesh miknas kesef, there is a case where you bought the kid, shenim ulishmeina, that there's a chiyuv to make the milah on the eighth day. That's these two psukim here. Now will be mazma. Well, the really Rashi said the second if this big Rashi. Rashi the tray kroy ksiv. There's two psukim in Brachos. Yelid bayis or miknas kesef. Chad ksiv beiches v'chad loy ksiv beiches. He mo yimo yelid beischo miknas kaspecho. So in the forest beiches. Here it doesn't say that's be the eighth day. Ksiv the beginning of the pasuk says or ben shmoinas yomim yimo lachem kol zochel derosaychem yelid bayis or miknas kesef. When the Pasuk says that the Shivcha gives birth, you have to make the milah on the eighth day, that's where the kid is doima to your own kid. He's doima to Yisroel Malya. What does that mean? Shenolad bebeisah shal Yisroel. It was born in the bias of the Yisroel. That means mishakonoi. When the guy already bought, we'll soon say the guy already bought the Shivcha Muberis. The dumid lochem binin. Well, let's see the Gemara. Yesh miknas kesef shenimo liyechod, v'yesh miknas kesef shenimo lishmoyne. Kesef, what's the case? Lokar shivcha muberes. You bought a pregnant shivcha. V'yacha kach yodo, and then she gave birth in your house. Zel miknas kesef hanimo lishmoyne. That's called the miknas kesef. You like bought the kid. Heis the isha, the shivcha was muberes, like the kid was there before you bought him. Now you bought a shivcha muberes. That's called a kesef. You bought this kid. Still, when she gives birth, since the giving birth is in your house, so that's called like your own son, and you have to make the milah b'yom shmoina. Lokach shivcha uvlad imo. Let's say no, you stand bought a shivcha, and the vlad, nor the shivcha gave birth someplace else, and then you just bought both of them. Zui miknas kesef shnimol yechad. The kid is not doima to your kid, like he wasn't born by you, he was born by a goy. Now when you buy them both and you megari them both, you want to make the milah? The chiv milah tak is even the first day. There's no din b'yom shmini. That's called miknas kester shnimul yecha. Now, v'yesh yilid bayis shnimul shmina. There's a case where it's born to you that has to be done the eighth day. Keitzad. Lokach shivcha v'nisabra etzlo. Has you only bought the shivcha? So it's not called you bought the kid, because when you bought the shivcha, she wasn't pregnant yet. V'nisabra etzlo is you had a nevet ivri by you. She allowed to give an Eved Ivri to a Shivcha, and then she became pregnant by you. V'nisabra etzloi. She became pregnant when she was in your house. So that's called now Yilid Bayis. It's called the kid is being birthed in your house. V'yolda, and she gives birth. Zel Yilid Bayis Hanimu L'Shmoina. Such a kid, you have a chiv to make the milah b'yom shmoina. That's a good case. Now we have to find where's the case of Yilid Bayis, where the kid was born in your house, and you don't have a chiv b'yom shmoina. So Rav Chama says like this. Rav Chama Oimer. Yolda. In the case where you bought a shivcha, and then she became pregnant in your house, I mean you gave it to an Eved Yisrael, to an Eved Ivri, and then she became pregnant. For Yolda, it depends like this. For Yacha Kaka Tfilon, so b'shah she gave birth, she was still a shivcha. You weren't Megayer yet, she didn't do a Tfilon. For Yacha Kaka Tfilon, then after she gave birth, then you were Toivo, both the kid and the mother, Zel Yelid Bayis, Shenimo Liyechad. That's the case if Yelid Bayis, that only has the Mila, even B'yem Echad. There's no Din B'yem Shemayna. This would be good according to Rabasi, because the Maisa, when the Shivcha gave birth, she was a Goya. She wasn't Toivel yet. So she had no Tumas later. So now when she's Toivel the second day, and we're Megayah the kid, since the mother had no Tumas later, there's no Din Mila B'yom Shemini. So Mela, the kid's Mila, you could do right away. The first day, you can go mild him. Mashenken et Fila, the Shivcha, again, you bought the Shivcha Stam. Then you gave it to your Eved Kenani, your Eved Ivri, even. And she became pregnant. And she would toivula first, sure she was a Yisrael. V'yachakach yodo, and then she gave birth, zel yelid bayis, hanimu l'shmoina. That's called Yilid Bayis. Has you never bought this kid? This kid was traded by your house. You owned the Shifcha first, and then in your house, under you, she became Muberes. And about Bishas Leidah, she was already Tovel, she was already Yiddisha, so she has Tumas Leidah. Now this kid has an Imol Lishmoina. So this would be good according to Rabasi. The Churav Choma holds like Rabasi. So the Nafkamina, if the mother was first Tovel, she was first the Yisraelis, and then she gave birth. Since she has Tumas Leidah, so then Taka the kid has a Mila B'yom Shmini. Ma'ashenkin, if the mother first gave birth, Alsa Shifcha, without a Tfilah, she's a Goy. So she has no Tumas Leidah, and then you were Megayim her and the kid, there's no Din Yom Shmini. That's good like Rabasi. Try the Gemara, but but the Tanakhama doesn't make this nafkimina. There's no nafkimina whether the mother was first toivled that she was the Israelis and she had Tumas Leidah or no. Mashma Tanakhama, even though Bishas Leidah she was still a goy, she had the Tumas Leidah, still there'll be a din of Biyam Shmini. So Khuro Tanakhama dings the Chan Ravasi. The Yafagav, the Enimoy Tumay Leidah, even though Bishas the mother, the Shifcha, gave birth. The Shifcha was still a Shifcha. You were not Megayri yet. You didn't do a Tefillah yet. It's still Nimel Shmina. So the Chura Tanakama dings a Chan Rabasi. So a blind being Rabasi din is a Machlekes Rav Chama and the Tanakama. Of a Sefer Gemara Stamazoi now. Bishtem of the Rav Chama Mishkachas Lo. According to Rav Chama, you have all four cases we want. Yelid Bayis, Nimel Yechud, Yavi Yelid Bayis. That's the case where you bought the Shifcha and then she became Muberis in your house. So nimul yechad means when she gave birth, you didn't make a tefillah on her yet. She's still a goyim. So since Bishas she gave birth, she had no tumas leida. The kid has no din mila b'yom shmini. It's any day you want. Yelid bayis nimul ches. How's the case if yelid bayis nimul ches? In the case where the shifcha was first toivled, so she had a din like isha. She has tumas leida. Then she gave birth. You make the mila b'yom shmini. Miknas kesef nimul yechad, the miknas kesef nimul ches. That was the poshut case. If you bought an isha muberis, so that's called a nimul lishmoina. And if you bought them separately, you bought a shivcha that already gave birth. So since when you bought the kid was already born, that chiyav mila is only b'yom echad. That's good according to Rav Chama. Yoldov, now miknas kesef nimul ches. Yoldov yachad kachat tefila. If she gave birth first and then you made a mila and then you made a tefillah, zel yilid bayish nimul yechud. Since Bishas Leidah, the mother had no tumas leidah because she was a goya, the kid has no din mila b'yom shmini. When you megayin the kid, it's only the first day. Hetzvilah, mashenk, if the shivcha first had a tefillah, she had a din yisraelis already. V'yachak kach yolda, then she gave birth. So about Bishas she gave birth, she has a tumas leidah, zel yilid bayish nimul yechud. That's a good case. This outcome is not good according to Rav Chama. Now, miknas kesef. Right, the more I explain now, the more I explain all the cases. Yeah, what's the other case? Miknas kesef, the case where you bought the kid. In other words, where you bought the kid, nimul shmoina, where's the case if you bought the kid, that the kid has a chiv mila b'yom shmini, they're going shalokach shivcha maberes. So talking about you bought a shivcha that's already pregnant already. And you were tabled her right now. V'yachakach yoda. And then she gave birth. So it's called the miknas because you bought the maberes. You bought it when she's maberes. So blind like you bought a shivcha with the uber inside it. Now since Bishas Leidah, the mother was ready tovam, so the mother has a tumas leidah. It's poshut why it's nimol b'yom shmini. Ma'ashen kein miknas kes nimol yechud. Where's the case where you bought? There's only a mila on the first day even. You're going shalokach ze shivcha v'ze ubra. Has the shivcha already gave birth someplace else before you went to buy them? Now you bought them separately, so that's called a miknas kesev of just on the vlad itself. So that has din yom echud. That has no din v'yom shmini. Yeah. If you want to buy a goyish kid, come to say this man yama. If you buy a goyish kid and you want to be megayir him, there'll be no din v'yom shmini. You can make the mila the first day. As soon as you megayir him, right away you make the mila. There's no din v'yom shmini. That's called yelid bayis. That since the kid wasn't born by you, he was born by the goyim. So there's no din v'yom shmini on his mila. According to this man yama. But according to Tanakama, how does the Tanakama have the four cases of the Braisa? The first cases of buying that we have already. That's the case where you bought a Shivcha and in your property, by your house, she became Muberis. How's the case? How's the case according to Tanakama that the Milu is even the first day? The Chura, since you bought the Shivcha and then she became Muberis in your house, that's called Yilid Bayis. it's always doima to Yisrael that she always be in the eighth day. According to Tana Kama, there's no difference whether she had a tefillah or not a tefillah when they had the din of Yom Echad. On Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Torah says like this: "Bolakeach shivcha leubra." I tell you, you bought the shivcha, but you didn't buy the shivcha for the shivcha. You only bought the shivcha for the ubra. There, she's a shivcha muveris, and you only bought the schus in the ubra. So since you don't know the mother, when the mother gives birth, it's not called like it was born in your property. It's called it was born by the shivcha, it doesn't belong to you. You only own the uber, so that uber is not doimed to your own kid. Your own kid comes out of your wife. Here you don't own the shivcha. You only own the uber in the shivcha. So in such a case, the kid is not, has no mila b'yom shmini, only b'yom echad. The mahon yichalaman diyom ekinyin peiris, lapa kinyin aguf domi. So what do you own? You own the shivcha only for the peiris. Only for kids that come out of her, you own. So that's called the Kenyan Paris. That's the Machlekes in the Gemara. All over in Shas. Is the Kenyan Paris, you own something, like your own karka, just for schus to be able to plant there and get the Paris. So that's called the Kenyan Paris. Is that called like you have a Kenyan Aguf in the karka also? That's also called I own the copper. I own the property now. I own the property to use to get Paris out of it. There also, I own the Shivcha to be able to get Paris out of her. That's called the Kenyan Aguf. Of the Shver, the Yermish Mila should be Yermish Mini then. El Laman the Yom Kinyan Paris is called Kinyan Aguf Dami, Michael Namer. His Mishpah Laman the Yom, it's only called Kinyan Paris, is good. But if Yod is called Kinyan Aguf Dami, his mom is called Yilid Bayis again. Om Ramashar Shiatay, the only Hekatims we have is, Bulakeach Shivchom, you bought a Shivchom, of Almanas, Shalay Lahatvila. You bought a cloth with a dash, you'll never make a Shivchom, never make a Yisraelis. So since you never make a Yisraelis, that's not called Doimet Yilid Bayis. In such a case, you bought a Shivcha Amanash, she'll never be Megayir. She'll stay a Shivcha Le'elam Vod, a Goyish HaShiksa. Of a Zoy, then she becomes pregnant by you, and then she has a kid. That kid is not Doimet to your own kid. That since the mother will never become a Yisraelis, that's called Yilid Bayis, that the Mila is anytime you want. There's no Din B'yom Shmini in such a case, it's anytime you want. Rashi Shalokha Amanash Le'elatvila. On this shivcha, like she'll never have any chiyuve mitzvahs, because she bought it with a tanai that you never make a Yisraelis. This is the case, even though you own the shivcha, but not doima to yilid bayis like you. But according to Tanakama, he takes a din zechon rabasi, and the halacha is like the Tanakama, that we don't need tumas leida. Even though the mother has no tumas leida here, still it's possible the kid should have a mila b'yom shmini. Yeshin aleph lamed gimel. Also, Lord says b'shabbes b'moyes oy b'kesef v'zov hatzfurim b'bigdoy. If you have money sewed on to your beged, it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. It's, even though it's sewed on very good, but the svar is, since money is the choshev azach, is not bottled to the beged. So mel, it's not called part of the beged, that's called a master, you're carrying it out. That's awesome. Hago, v'yesh matirim sama mate b'mokem pseida, she'yira she'yigol zeno mimenu. There's a new takonam. So in the case where you have money in your house, and you're afraid goyim are going to come in to steal your money, you're afraid to leave your money in the house. So in such a case, Rabbanu were makel and said that if you have the money sewed on to your begodim, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. The pshat is, even though it's not built to the begid, but the pshat is, it's only nisa the Rabbanu. Because derechoy so it's not. The way you carry out money to be chayim with the rice is in your hand. If you have a $100 bill sewed on to your begid, that's not called a derechoy so. Even though it's also to do with the Rabbanu, but with the rice you're not doing any yisr, because it's not called derechoy so. But since it's only Nisr the Rabbanan were making in the case where the person like has his money in his house and he's pushed that he will soon say he has to go away and he's afraid to leave his money home, like he knows they're going to love him around town, he's very afraid they're going to steal. So in such a case, the Rabbanan will make it for him to carry out the money like Rav Dokun Shinui. V'chein noigim lehokil in tzorach lotzeis, if he has to go out. Avolim yochol liyos yeshiv abayis, but if the person could stay home for le lotzeis and not go out b'chal that Shabbos, don't let him go out. But a mokum where you're not so afraid that you can leave the money home, then about the best answer is not to carry it out. And the hetzer that they say is because if we're not going to let you take it out, we're afraid since the person will be so afraid of his money, he'll come to just walk out with it and hold it in his hand, mamash, and be over nisa deraisa. So a person is mamash afraid, has no weitzim, leave his money in his house, so he has the hetzer to carry it out kalachayat. All right.
I don't know how much Nogeb is Manazeh. Usually everybody takes care of the money. If you're afraid of your money, put it in the bank. Usually people are not that much afraid that they wouldn't leave the house. They're afraid the money should be stolen. If you're afraid, so stay home then. If by staying home, you should stay home. But the pshat is, if you're afraid to stay home, because you're afraid the ganav outside will see you staying home, see things. You know why the guy's staying home the whole day? Because he has a lot of money in his house. So if I care, that will make the ganav come in. So it's like such a case, you have to walk out carrying your kalachiyat. Rabban will make it. Fight the lamadal. Yoytzei odem besuder hamakupal akseifoy. You have to walk out with a suder, like a shirt, that's folded up around your shoulders. Afal pi she'ein neimo kruchaloi. Even though you don't have it tied on with a string onto your hand. But providing this brought down, if it's on over your body though, come out like a talus. If you have, even though it's folded on your shoulders, but it's coming down the back, it's on over your body, then like we're not afraid it'll fall off you. So if it's a derech to wear it that way, it doesn't have to be tied down to you. Let's say you have a type of a scarf that's not chayfer roish rubai. It doesn't cover up roish rubai. Also losses boy. Then it's also to go out with that. Elim ken kosher shnei roshav lamata mikseifav zem zeh. Unless you make some type of a knot that it won't fall off. Because otherwise we're afraid if you just have a beged wearing around your shoulders, we're afraid it'll fall off. So I'm not sure about that. What's the mice about a scarf? So if you wear a scarf, if it's folded on the, it's alright. Look, if you have a scarf underneath your begadim, it's also alright. It's not shaykh for it to fall off. If you have a scarf just around you, just falling, just coming down the two sides, look, that should be the shayla. Because there is a gezerah, maybe you'll fall off you when you walk in Mishus Rabin, and then we're afraid maybe you come to pick it up. Machmazeh, some people also have a shayla about tam wearing a talis through the streets. If you're allowed to wear a talis through the streets, because also you have this gezerah, maybe you fall off. Like the chush is may, it's a lot of times the talis falls off you. When you walk in the street, a lot of times, even the shul, a lot of times it falls off you. Not such a, exactly, it shouldn't fall off. In fact, there's a little windy day outside. Chutz the shalom, maybe you fall off you, and if it falls off, there's the gzera, you come to pick it up and walk with it. So the shalom, what the heter is? Some sort of say the heter is that the only reason why you're wearing the talis on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to carry it. Like otherwise, you'd be holding it in your hand. Why are you wearing the talis in the street? Because you know you're not allowed to carry it, that's why you want to wear it. So now there's no gzera, if it will fall off you, you come to pick it up. Because the only reason why you're wearing it in the street is because you're not allowed to carry it. So maybe the talis could be mekel. Right. There are people that mekel. Some people in the chami fold it in, make a little bit of a knot here that it shouldn't fall off.
There's nothing wrong with thinking about that.
It's about walking. Right. It's only exam the bottom. Maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. That's why the bottom will say, don't wear it. Don't wear it that way. Right. But the kuri could be mekel. Right. It's only if a small thing is just around your neck that could fall off, then you have to have it tied down to you. Right. Lamed hey. Levedim hakoshim, that means thick material, very thick material, is also lavim rishus rabin, or you become lis kishumut of them. Even though you wrap it around you like a coat, you're not allowed to go out with it. But since it's hard material, thick material, it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears it that way. V'yemeinim koshim harbe muta, but if it's not a very thick, the material is normal material that you make clothing out of, then you're allowed to wrap it around you. That's called derech malbush, wrapping it around you, so you can walk out with it. You have a sheet wrapped around you, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Right, Lamed Vav. Mutel Lord says b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim zeh agabe zeh. You're allowed to walk out with two coats, two shirts on Shabbos. Bein letzor koi, whether you're cold and your mom is needed two shirts. Bein letzor chaveroi, whether klor your kavonim is just to take the two coats for your chavron. Like among all cases, your chavron left his raincoat in the shul. You want to take it home for him. You're allowed to put his raincoat on top of your raincoat. You can wear two coats, one on top of another coat. And the swear is that since sometimes in the middle of the weekday, people do wear two coats, in the case of a guy gets very, very cold, it's not so muddy, you could wear two coats, so it's called a derech malbush, you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos, it's both called derech malbush. Bein shem shnei chalukim, bein shem shnei sabolim, pirisabol or ksei stelion, two coats. Bein shem shnei chaguris, even two garters, two belts, zua gabi zu is also muta. V'afilu ein malbush masik b'nei, this is the chiddush. Even though it's just putting two belts one on top of another, still it's mutter. Even though there's no shirt like in between. Hagob, we hold that Ramos says, don't know. V'yesh oimrim shtei chagura zu al zu. V'yesh oisrim shtei chagura zu al zu. To wear two belts, mamish, one on top of another, that's awesome in the Rabbanon. Because that's not a derech to wear b'chal on the weekday. Nobody wears one belt on top of another belt. That's one svar. Once for a sack, it's a masri. That to wear two belts one top of another since the middle of the weekday, you don't do it, so there's no hetter to do it now on Shabbos. Elim came malbush masik b'neim, unless you have a malbush in between. Like you have your belt holding up your pants, and then on top of your shirt, you want to put another malbush or a gartel, that will be mutter. Of course, it depends where you wear your gartel. If you wear your gartel, mamash, right on top of your, right on top of your belt, of course, that should be mutter. It's only mutter. If you want to wear a gartel, to wear it outside around your jacket. But it has to be covering up something else. It's also shalom, people want to wear on a handkerchief. But just to put the handkerchief on top of the belt, mamash has no hetter. That's mamash nothing. The only hetter to put a handkerchief around your belt is, instead of wearing the belt, you use two handkerchiefs, you tie them up before Shabbos, and you use it as a belt on Shabbos. That'll be one hetter. But just on you wearing your belt, to put the handkerchief on the belt, there's no hetter. V'chein royal linen. Omotel lilvoy shnei koivim zeh zeh. You allowed to wear two hats, one on top of another. V'chein shnei anfalois. Two socks you can wear one on top of another. So I called was like, yeah, you're allowed to wear a yarmulke underneath your hat. Even though you wear a yarmulke and then a hat on top, Avada that's mutter on Shabbos. Because Avada sometimes in the weekday you also walk out, you wear it like that. Since it's a derech malbush, you're allowed to walk out it on Shabbos. Lamed Zayin. Mutter lotes b'Shabbos b'otter yadayin. First, you're allowed to wear gloves on Shabbos. Hanek royim guldish. That's the first shita. V'yesh mi shemachmir, some amachmir know with gloves. Lahatzuch shiitrifom miyer Shabbos. You have to tie them on, sew them down to your bottom your daim. You have to sew them down to your sleeves before Shabbos. Shel mabushav. Or sheyik shom behem kesher shel kayom yofa. Or else tie it onto your beged very good. Why? Because if we're afraid, if you wear gloves, the more you meet somebody in the middle of Shus Rabin, you'll take them off you to give them shalom aleichem. Or else you want to scratch your head. Or you want to do something that you can't do so good with your hands, with the gloves, so we're afraid you'll take off the gloves with Shus Rabin, and you continue walking. So, v'royu lochesh l'dvorim. Zot mechaba, it's royu to be choshes l'dvorim. You should be choshes not to wear gloves on Shabbos unless they're tied down. So the first kasha that you ask is, what does it help that it's tied down? According to Zayr is that you can take off your gloves and walk with a b'shus rabin. So even though the gloves are tied onto your sleeve, it's zich and not a derech malbush. Like Hura, to walk out with that stam hanging down is zich and issa d'rabonin. So what's the head to the fact the sleeves are tied down to your shirt and still made this thing Zayrim? So some want to say that pshat is it's like a gzera l'gzera. Really, you're wearing gloves. To wear the gloves really is mutter. It's a malbush right now. So we're just afraid maybe you'll take it off b'shus rabin and come to work with it. But if it's sewed onto your beged, even if you take it off, you won't be over nisa d'raisa. Because carrying it that way is kalacha yad, so it'll only be nisa d'rabonin. So rabonin didn't make a gzera on a gzera. Therefore, if you have it tied down from before Shabbos, else like kids are more wear it clamped down, that'll also be good. Because even on time to take it off, you won't come to walk with it, you'll just let it hang there. So even though you're carrying it, that's only kalachiyat, and it's the Rabbanan wore a machmir. So in Shant, the Magen Avraham says here, V'yachshiv in Simon Sivkot Nun, V'yachshiv noigul hokul, kivin shenon v'shus rabim. The minig is yet to wear gloves on Shabbos. About the suffix that we have v'shus rabim or not, there's only it's the Rabbanan anyway, you could be mekum. But if there's a chais v'tev l'hachmir, it's better off to be machmir. And the Aruch HaShulchan likes to see and says it depends what the weather is. He wants to find if it's very cold outside and such is a big tzarech to wear it, then Amad, you could be naked to wear gloves. Perhaps some people want to say that this halacha is only by muffins, where you can't do too much with your hands. But real gloves go on all five fingers, and maybe a little bit of a cooler. But Gefort, Lechura, the minig is normal not to do it. The minig is usually by the year to wear it. But men, Lechura, don't wear it. But Aruch HaShulchan wants to find it depends upon the weather. If it's a very cold day outside, it's a big tzarech to wear it, then he's naked, Aruch HaShulchan, to wear gloves. Right, all right, also then. Right. Hayyot, Lamed Ches. Hayyot se b'Shabbos b'talas sheni matzitzis. If somebody goes out on Shabbos, you have a talis, you're wearing a beged, but the tzitzis are missing. Either you're missing two strings, in the case that's possible, is chayiv. You should know imam is chayiv if you go out with it. Why? Mifnei she'oysa machutim chashuvim heim. The other two strings that are still on the beged are chashuvim strings, esloi. V'dayti aleim. And you have not to use those two strings. Achiyashlim, until you find more tzitzis to finish it, the yasa tzitzis. So therefore, there's a swara that these two strings are still hanging onto the beged al mushroom, a whole corner, the whole thing came off. So the other three corners, the tzitzis that are there, right now in Namat Karim, the mitzvah tzitzis. So the tzitzis itself, though, is not bottled to the beged, because it's a choshuva thing by itself, because you want to use it for the mitzvah. So therefore, it's called like you're carrying out the tzitzis itself. The yemi mitzvahs kilchosam, but if the beged has all four corners, good tzitzis on it, Afal pi shein boi tchelis, even like Vizman and Zev, we don't have tchelis, mutter lost his bobe Shabbos. Then you let him walk out with it on Shabbos.
As even though the tzitzis itself is not like button to the beggar, because the mitzvah tzitzis is to put tzitzis on the beggar, but the pshat is, it's called the tachshit for the beggar. This tzitzis is making the beggar kosher. The tzitzis is making the beggar into a beggar, shal mitzvah. The male is called the tachshit to the beggar, you let him walk out with it on Shabbos. But nafkamina, if a string, if one string comes off, the tzitzis is still kosher. But if two strings come off in a case where the tzitzis is possible, you're not allowed to walk out with these strings on Shabbos.
So the Shabbos, what the svara? The svara portion is, because since the tzitzis, what happened here,
is two strings are hanging. So here the svara should be, these two strings should be bottled to the beggar, and it should be mutter to go out. But the svara is, no, since these strings are strings that you can do a mitzvah with, since it's a choshev azachas, the mitzvah, that makes it, that's not bottled to the beggar. I mean, nafkamina will come, let's say more, you have a beggar, a string hanging down. So the chura, that string, what steps to walk out with it? So chura says, since it's not choshev, it's bottled to the beggar. Mashaykh, and here these sittis are a choshev, a thing that's not bottled to the beggar. Another nafkamina comes out, let's say you have a loop around your pants where you hold up the belt. One side of the loop comes off, and the loop is hanging on the other side. Are you allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos or not? So the Chai Yodzim is Machmin says, no, you can't walk out with these pants on Shabbos now. Because since the loop, one side is off, so the loop itself, he wants to tie in as a chosh of a thing. Because your daita is to sew it back on to the beggar. But the way it is right now, it's not usable right now. So he says, it's doima to tzitzis. Just like by tzitzis, these two strings that are here now. The reason why it's called, it's not bottle to the beggar, because you have das to use them to make tzitzis out of it. So anytime you have das to use it yet, it's not bottle the way it is to the beggar. And you can't use it right now, therefore it's also to walk out. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan holds. But the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the way the Chayyadim holds it. The Chayyadim says like this. But the Aruch HaShulchan wants to be Mekel and says, no, the Svar in the Gemara is only Tzitzis has a Svar because it's a mitzvah. Since you want to use these two strings to do a mitzvah with it, that makes the two strings a choshev thing, and therefore these two strings are not bottled to the beggar. Berechnam is Stam a loop or anything else that's not choshev, Stam the Svar is bottled to the beggar. You have a broken loop. So what? You're not going to use it right now. You can't sew it back. It's there. You're not machped on it. It's like bottle to the beggar. Another shalik sash shalik is all you have. I'm all having suits to have extra buttons sewed into the into the jacket. Are you allowed to walk out with that on Shabbos? Machleikas sachreim. The chud of shalik is.
Yeah, davkuf lamed heyim abeis. The bottom gemara. Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Elozer Oimer, Kol Shesho Lamed Yoim Biyodom. Anytime a kid or just born, if he lived 30 days, you should know then ain't a nefil. Then he's vade not a nefil. We know man he's a vade ben Kayoma, he's a zocher, he's not a nefil. Shenema the postik says, Ufdu yav mi ben chodesh tipode. By bchor, the pidyon bchor is after 30 days by a person, by an adam, you have pidyon bchor. Why did Torah say to wait to 30 days? Master, because before 30 days, we're not zichi the ben kayyama. Maybe he's only nefil or die. But if the kid lives 30 days, then we know vada he's a kid. He's a ben kayyama. So, Drashi. Upduya bebechor odom ksiv. Be ben chodesh. Midetoli behochi. Since the Torah says to wait a chodesh 30 days, shema mina achshav nizbarishu ben kayyama. After the kid lived 30 days, now we know for sure he's a ben kayyama. V'loi koydim lachain. But less than 30 days, we don't know vada is called the ben kayyama. Nafkamina chavs lo yisur rachmonis, the kid dies before 30 days. Is there a chiyuv to sit shiva on it or not? So as soon as it's alochon, there's no chiyuv to sit shiva if he dies less than 30 days. On a stam vlad, unless the case was called loy chadoshiv, where we know 100% that the kid is 9 months old. If the kid was born after 9 months, that's called kol loy chadoshiv, then we know on his vada a ben kayyama, he would have lived. And if he dies, then we say he's a called a ben kayyama. There's a chiyuv to sit shiva. But lo yitzuya, a kid is born that we're not vada is called loy chadosh. We don't know how many months was in the mother's stomach. Then Reb Shimon Gamliel's halacha is that if he didn't live 30 days, we're not sure he's a ben kayyama. Could be he's only an eifel. Chav nafkumin, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to sit shiva. Since sitting shiva or thrice kriya is only midrabbanan, but the rabbanan will make a look of Shimon Gamliel. Who we'll see more in the Gemara about it. If a behema lives for eight days, then we say also ain't a nefil. That's a right, the behemah zicha ben kayom, it's not going to die. Shenema, the pasuk says, on miyom hashmini v'hola, yerotz l'korban. When a behemah is born, the first 7 days, you can't bring it for korban. On the 8th day, it's roy for korban. Why punkt the 8th day? Because then we know if it lived for 7 days already, we know it's called the ben kayom, it's not going to die. That's locha by a behemah. So the Gemara, it's a diyik, ho loishoa sveik heavy. But it's something that not live 30 days. By another, it's only a suffix if it's a ben kayom or not. For at the Gemara.